It's not selfish, it's not proud. Loves the noise above the loud. It never fails, it forgets and it forgives. Love wins.
Hey there, this is Wesley Ryan, and thanks for tuning in to another brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. This week, I'm excited to not just share some of my favorite music from Love Plus War, but I'm also pumped to debut a brand new song from their upcoming album, Nine Lives. Love Plus War consists of Ron Robinson and Corey Palermo, and Corey was actually one of the first recording artists I ever interviewed several years back. Beyond just being a really talented and really nice guy, what I've always respected most about Corey is his passion for creating impactful music and living a positive life. We'll get to the life part a little bit later in the show, but in terms of music, Corey's not only able to put his own personal unique spin on his own material, but he's also able to take a wide variety of music, find the common theme, and put it together in a beautiful new arrangement with a clear point of view. And that's exactly what he's done with the upcoming covers album, Nine Lives. And Corey's creativity doesn't just stop with the songs you'll hear on that album. Corey shares my passion for connecting music with powerful visuals and a complete artistic multimedia experience. The first three tracks from Nine Lives, covers of the Eurythmics' Missionary Man, Depeche Mode's Policy of Truth, and Terrence Trent D'Arby's Sign Your Name, were woven together with a new sound, beautiful contemporary dance, and some stunning videos. We're going to check out all three of those songs in just a minute, but first, let's hear what Corey has to say about why he chose those three songs and what the Nine Lives album means to him.
Well, thanks for talking to me, man. I'm really excited to talk about the Nine Lives trilogy.
Thanks so much for wanting to talk about it. I'm very excited about this record.
Tell me a little bit about where the idea for this came from, because it's not just music. It's this multimedia release that you've come up with.
As a fan of music, I've always loved the process of opening up the packaging. And, you know, as a kid, I would go in my room and when it was time for bed, I would bring a record with me and have a flashlight and read the liner notes. That was just something that always was a part of the music listening experience. And I loved the visual aspects. I loved the photography that was involved. So I wanted to try something that brought people, you know, back to what that was for me as a child, and not just focusing on where we come in music from the streamable or downloadable aspect, but something that's physical and tangible. So, I mean, it started with wanting to do a covers record in between, you know, our debut EP and our first collection full-length record of originals, kind of as a holdover, and it became much more than that. And as the process went and the songs were discovered that we wanted to do, I think the visuals came to me, you know, the idea for what I wanted to do, and it morphed into a book of portrait photography and short stories that we shot with fashion photographer Brett Warren, who's a genius, lives here in Nashville. We've been friends for, you know, 5+ years, and I always knew at some point that I wanted to do something a little bigger than just an, you know, a collection of songs that it was downloadable, and wanted to do something that had a more visual aspect to it. So we shot the last 6 months with different friends and models that I kind of handpicked that I had a connection with, and they're beautiful portraits that I'm pairing 9 individual stories with. That idea started the idea to do a trilogy to kind of start the whole thing off as a teaser video-wise. And the first 3 songs that we did kind of told the story tempo-wise and feeling-wise of the rest of the record, that had each of the songs kind of had this ebb and fall of tempo that showed the height of how rhythmic it's going to be and kind of how subtle it's going to be, with Sign Your Name being the last. So we wrote the treatment. Brett introduced me to Braylon Stokes, who's a brilliant filmmaker here in town, and kind of the rest is history. We kind of developed it over a 6 to 9 month period, and but those 3 videos will be combined into a short film that we're calling 9L, Nine Lives. And we filmed extra footage for that to kind of sum up the entire scope of what I was trying to communicate about relationships. So I'm very excited about that. And that'll be included as a digital piece for the record.
You were one of the first artists I ever interviewed for my website years ago. And I've just always loved how you can take a song and just create this brand new atmosphere, this new environment. So talk to me a little bit about why you chose the three songs you did.
I've always been a huge fan of soul music. I think that's where the idea for this record started. In projects past, I've kind of done albums that incorporate a lot of my likes instead of focusing on kind of making a cohesive album. And that was really the goal with this. Whatever songs came about through the process, I really wanted this album to encompass a soul album. I went back to what I grew up on. I grew up on Otis and Aretha and Annie Lennox, Blue Eyed Soul, anything that kind of had that leaning towards it, whether it be in my like for pop music or dance music, it always had a soulful thread. And I think I've always been afraid to kind of venture into that world sonically. I've always kind of, as a singer, had an insecurity of kind of going there. So I just decided to throw caution to the wind with this record. And the songs came as we were sitting guitar in hand in front of a mic, just sussing out some of our favorite songs from, the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And I've always, like I said, been a huge fan of Annie Lennox. So I've tried in any kind of, anytime I've put together a collection of covers or started going down that road, she's always been such a foundation for me as a singer. So that was my easiest way of getting into the confidence aspect of making a soul record. Missionary Man was the first song that we did, and it just worked. It was one of those songs we pulled out of nowhere from a list of over 50 songs, and said, "All right, let's give this a go, see if it has any legs." And the song came together within a day of production from start to finish. So we kind of knew from that moment that that was the jumping off point. And then Policy of Truth was the second song that came about, and I've always been a huge Depeche Mode fan. Violator is one of my all-time favorite albums. And I wanted to take the guitar lick that is so recognizable as the hook of the song and make it into something that was very spiritual in a sense, with vocals, kind of reinterpret their movement through a vocal arrangement. So that's kind of where that started, as the intro to the song. And, it fell into place too. Within two sessions, we were, about 90% done with that song. And I wanted to really incorporate my love for 90s hip hop in the soul aspect. So the programming kind of took a direction, that direction, for the beat, and everything kind of has fallen into place from there. Sign Your Name, I've been a huge fan of Terrence Trent D'Arby's voice since I was a kid. And that song was very intimidating. I knew that I wanted to do that song for about 5 years. I've wanted to in some way, and I've started it in the studio several times. And Ron and I kind of stumbled on something that I felt was really true to the emotion behind the song and kind of gave it its own new interpretation. I think it's so important if you're covering a song that you in some way pay respects to the song without making it a karaoke version. I'm very leery when doing covers that it comes off as authentic and something that, as a songwriter, could be something that came from, my pen to paper.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I know all three of those songs, and when you put them down on a sheet of paper, I wouldn't have necessarily connected them or seen the thread, but the way that your voice and just the atmosphere of the songs flows, it sounds like they were created on that same album originally.
Thank you.
I've done. Started out as friends.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. We just checked out Missionary Man, Policy of Truth, and Sign Your Name, the first three tracks from Love Plus War's upcoming Nine Lives album. And if you were feeling that last track, you can head to loveplusswar.bandcamp.com and download Sign Your Name right now. Now, when Corey shared with me the track list for the Nine Lives album, it was literally like a buffet of some of my all-time favorite songs. But I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to see what other music had inspired Corey as a kid. And as we chatted, he listed amazing song after amazing song after amazing song. Seriously. Corey Palermo's first three musical inspirations include Prince, Sarah McLachlan, and of course, Annie Lennox.
I remember hearing Why by Annie Lennox and thinking to myself, it was one of the most emotional songs I'd ever heard as a teenager. It kind of changed how I felt as a singer and as a songwriter at that age, testing the waters and trying to really find my voice. And it took much longer than that, but that song was kind of the propulsion into my love for soul music and actually opened the door for me to experience other things. It was authentic soul music from the 60s and 70s. Sweet Surrender by Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
Off Surfacing. Another album that I didn't remove from my CD player for probably 3 years. That album revolutionized my life. I just love the guitar tones in that. That's kind of where my love affair with delay pedals and the production of Pierre Marchand came into play. I just fell in love with how that was produced.
Doesn't mean much.
Seven from Prince, yeah, off the Love Symbol record. It was a hidden kind of towards the back of the album song, and it was the first song that I sang in a vocal competition as a kid. And I just remember hearing all of the layered octave voices that were going on in the song and thinking to myself how magical the studio was. At that time, I hadn't been in the studio and had no concept of what recording would be like, but I remember that it kind of igniting my passion to want to be in the studio and record my own music.
That is my all-time favorite Prince song, so I'm
is right. It really?
It absolutely is.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I love that. I still listen to that song all the time.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir-faire.
Well, I'm such a big fan of visuals. I'm a big fan of contemporary dance. So how did you get hooked up with Lindsay Fine? Because her work is beautiful in your videos.
She is actually my fiance Robbie's high school friend. They go way back, and I was introduced to her when she moved to town just casually and took several of her. She does a adult hip hop class here in town. And I have always just been a huge fan of fluid dance. I danced for 7 years when I was younger, and it's always been a huge part of my life and what I've enjoyed from a visual standpoint in music videos. So one thing led to another, and the ideas for the storyline of the videos came together, and I thought that it would be a beautiful way of telling kind of a traditional love lost hurt story with the movement of dance. And Lindsay is just a brilliant choreographer, and the camera loves her. So it was kind of a no-brainer once we started putting the pieces together.
One of my many, many, many favorite things about the world of music and any form of art is its ability to bring us together. not just in uniting listeners and viewers on the shared art forms they love, but in bringing together insanely talented people with their own skill set and point of view, and culminating in beautiful collaborations that bring out the best in everyone involved. Case in point, a few weeks back, I had the pleasure to chat with Jennifer Page about her latest album, Starflower. And while I've been listening to the entire album on repeat for weeks now, one of my favorite tracks is her duet with Mr. Corey Palermo himself. And while it's true their voices fit together perfectly in the song you're about to hear, what connects them the most is the passion, the frustration, and the soulful yearning they both evoke with every word. I may or may not have been caught at the gym, eyes closed, lip-syncing this song, but that's just how many feels it gives me. And I suspect you'll feel the same way. From Jennifer Page's Starflower album, available on iTunes right now, here she is with Corey Palermo on Can't Keep You Here.
I can't keep you here, I can't keep you here.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're spotlighting the music and musical inspirations of Love Plus War's Corey Palermo. We just checked out his duet with the incredible Jennifer Page, but now it's time to turn our attention back to Corey's own musical inspirations.
Clocks by Coldplay.
Okay.
I mean, Rush of Blood to the Head is one of my all-time favorite albums, and just how revolutionary that piano part and melodic melody was. It just changed rock and pop music. I mean, you could hear that influence in so much in popular music and in dance music. And I just remember getting lost in that song. I could listen to that song and have it on repeat and not know where it ended and began. It was just such a beautiful tune to me.
That was Coldplay with Clocks, one of Corey Palermo's musical inspirations. And now, I am incredibly excited to debut a never-before-heard tune from Love Plus War's upcoming Nine Lives album. I definitely want to say thank you to Corey for letting me debut this track on the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, and I also want to thank Melinda Doolittle for lending her sick, sick vocals to the song you're about to hear. Earlier in the show, Corey told us how much he'd been inspired by Prince, but now, we're about to hear it. This was such a perfect choice to connect with Love Plus War's sound and Corey's soulful voice. It is with great pleasure that I debut Love Plus War, featuring the incredible Melinda Doolittle, with what is easily my favorite cover of a Prince song ever. This is When Doves Cry.
Take a few with a picture. If you are not engaged in a kiss, sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture the tree?
You just heard Love Plus War featuring Melinda Doolittle with their version of Prince's When Doves Cry off of Love Plus War's upcoming album, Nine Lives. And my hope is that as you've heard Corey Palermo's voice throughout this episode, you've noticed just how much soul he puts into every lyric. There are absolutely tons of impressive singers out there, artists whose voices have incredible ranges, who are pitch perfect, and can nail and hold every note for as long as humanly possible. But having vocal talent doesn't always equate to conveying the feeling required in a song. And as Corey shared with me, sometimes finding the feeling to put in that soul comes from having lived and experienced all the pain in life.
I heard Anthony Hamilton say once that he grew up on old records and didn't feel like necessarily he had the voice until recently to do soul music because there was such life lived and such pain in those melodies. And that's, I liken that to Uncloudy Day by the Staples Singers with Mavis Staples on lead. And the passion and hurt that you could hear in every note that came out of her mouth. And really made me fall in love with old soul music because it was the first time I'd ever heard pain like that on a song.
Oh, they tell me
If you connect with the soul and the emotion in Corey Palermo's musical inspirations, chances are you've been through some difficult times in your own life in the same way that he has, that I have, and that so many people experience. I am such a firm believer that music can be a powerfully healing force for any kind of pain we've experienced. If I didn't, I wouldn't have a show called The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. But what can also be very healing is finding a way to help others who may be struggling with things that you've experienced yourself. There are a lot of ways that each of us can do that. And when I asked Corey what led him to donate some of the proceeds from Love Plus War's Sign Your Name to the American Civil Liberties Union, he not only talked about his desire to help other people, but also the responsibility he feels as an artist to have a positive impact on the world.
I just think in the world that we live in now, artists have a responsibility, however large or small their platform is, to really push change. I think that we're in a very fragile time. And I think if we, as musicians or as human beings, or in my position as a gay man who's proud of the life that he has, is not vocal and is not strong in our position, I think that's when fear takes hold. And I just felt, we both felt like it was a very important statement to make, no matter how much we were able to donate or how much people got behind it, it's what's right. And I think right now in our world, doing what is right and what is the heart of compassion is very fleeting. And I'm hoping that in any small thing that we do as Love and War, that is seen first. I think that taking care of people and loving people well is our foundation. And I think as human beings, no matter where you come from, whether you're from Istanbul or you're a lesbian couple on the Lower East Side, whatever your background or your experience in life is, we all come from this place of wanting to be known and wanting to be cared for.
Corey spoke so beautifully to the power of compassion, equality, and pro-social behavior, concepts that are a huge part of positive psychology, and hopefully, the positive psychology of pop music, which makes Corey's words the perfect segue to the theme song for the show. Again, I really, really hope you check out Love Plus War's upcoming album, Nine Lives, to experience even more creative and moving renditions of some of the most soulful pop songs ever. But I also hope you've been inspired by Corey Palermo in the same way that I have, to not only think about what the world needs right now, but to do something about it, whatever that means to you, big or small. And that's certainly the entire point of Love and Theft's brand new single, Love Wins. I am continuously grateful to Love and Theft's Stephen Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson for letting this be the theme song for the positive psychology of pop music. I'm thankful to Corey Palermo for taking the time to sit down and chat with me, and also for letting me debut that beautiful version of When Doves Cry. And I'm also thankful to each and every one of you for tuning in. For more information on the positive psychology of pop music, Love Plus War, and their upcoming album, Nine Lives, remember, you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com. For The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with Love Wins, this is Love and Theft.
When someone's all alone and standing on the edge, somebody reaches out and pulls them in, Love Wins.